And what is your secret of guiding and leading and developing people? So what is your way question. How to work with different people from different countries? What's the secret behind? Because you do that quite successfully.
Yeah,
successful. So I would be interested in that.
Herzlich willkommen zum Trox Podcast, eurem Hörerlebnis von Null auf Technik. Und jetzt Ohren auf und viel Vergnügen.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's another premiere here at the ISH Day 3. It's Wednesday. And as you can hear it, it's not a German edition. It's a special edition, which we were looking for a long time already to have him finally here. Welcome to the... We don't have a name for our show in English. Did you figure that?
No, I don't care.
Wayne Richmond says it's a Martin and Martin show, but it's like it's a Trox podcast featuring Luis de Moura from Brazil. Warm welcome. Great to have you here.
So we are so happy that you made the far way here. And we will enjoy the time a lot. He's smiling, and it's nice to have you in the Trox family, because many people do not know that we are acting internationally, and you are in a region where people here do not hear so much from ventilation, and it's wonderful that you are here. And before we start, it would be great if you could just introduce yourself. What is your current role at Trox, and what did you do in the past to get there?
Yeah, first of all, thanks for the invitation. I'm glad to be here with you guys, and basically... I'll say that I'm with Trox for about 5 years now. I came from one competitor. And it's good to have the opportunity to see ISH, which is a big show. It's completely different comparing to what I've seen in AHR and so on. I was in the USA in the beginning of the year, and I was comparing, and it's incomparable because it's much more broad, I would say. And it's good to see that we have this kind of show, which you said, it is more about air distribution, ventilation, sanitation, and so on. And it is, for us, a kind of benchmark for the region. I'm running the America's businesses for Trox.
Which countries belong to that?
Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, and all other countries in the Americas overall.
Okay. So North America,
South America, Central America. We have 3 plants there. Mm-hmm. We have 1 plant in Brazil, 1 plant in Mexico, and 1 plant in Argentina. Mm-hmm. The biggest facility that we have, it is in Brazil, which is over 50 years now.
50 years.
50 years.
Unbelievable.
That's a long time.
What, Luis, may I ask one question about your personality and about HVAC? What I would like to know is, what do you like most of being part of the fascinating world of HVAC?
I would say people. Why? Because although we know that HVAC is a big market, it's not as big as comparing to other businesses, but it is a niche where you can have close relationship. Mm-hmm. You can use in engineering, you know, because people has a lot of technical skills, and it is good to deal with people who knows and who buys value. Okay. Yeah. It's completely different when you go to any other kind of businesses where people just talk about commercial, let's say, activities and so on. And for us, it's good to have this interaction with people, and to, in fact, when you finish a job, you have the opportunity to look at this and see, we realize that. Yeah. We made it with all the team.
From which area in Brazil are you from, Luis?
I'm from São Paulo, by the way. I'm a big fan of São Paulo soccer team as well.
Is this Corinthians?
No, Corinthians is not that good as São Paulo, just so people know and to have a broad view about Brazilian soccer, okay? São Paulo is the only one who won 3 times the World Championship and 3 times the South America Cup.
Wow.
All right.
Which means
it's which is like
the biggest in Brazil, okay?
Okay, it's like the biggest in Brazil. Okay, we keep that in mind. You're big into soccer? You like soccer?
I love soccer.
Yeah.
I love
you watch games from time to time?
I use it to go to the stadium with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Not kids anymore, because they are about 18, 19 years old. But I use it to go to the stadium, and we had fun there. I
mean, how does it look like? Are you wearing a shirt like
the
football
team? Yeah, that's my question. Like, seriously,
and the referee. And
I take out the suit that I use it to use for work. I go with shorts and with the tricot of the team, and we go cheating, we blame, we complain, we say sometimes bad words because it's part of the game, you know, but we had fun.
Now I have an impression.
This is like, because football, soccer is really big in Brazil, right? It is like the only, the, like the biggest sport, which is like in public media covered.
I would say yes. If you go for a sports network, they would say that 80% of the entire
broadcasting
time, the broadcast, it is about soccer, and 20% for the other sports.
Okay, that's impressive. And how about the atmosphere in the stadium? It is like big rivalry with other teams, and it is like heated, or how
it
would you
is,
call it?
It is like you said. I was talking with Thomas Mosbacher, our, let's say, CEO. He was talking to me about Schalke 04 and about the fanatics about Schalke. Looks like the same, you know, like it is about the same atmosphere, 80,000 people, 50,000 people in each game. It's a good mood.
And it doesn't matter so much in which league they play.
For Schalke,
it never doesn't matter. It's just the feeling,
about
the
Schalke,
spirit.
I know
the lovely city of Gelsenkirchen.
Have you ever been in a German stadium?
Never been there before.
That we have
Thomas
to tell.
Thomas Mosbacher didn't invite you to a game of Schalke 04.
I would say that I didn't have the opportunity to be here at the time that they were for the game.
We should fix
that. Would have been a present for today.
I know. We should fix that. My team is playing away on Friday, however. But my question from football, and you said it's heated up. I just imagine that in Brazil you have from time to time really hot weather conditions outside. So how about HVAC in general? Does play HVAC a vital role? How would you describe it? Let's talk about maybe Brazil, Argentina.
Yeah.
What's the role of HVAC in these specific countries where we are manufacturing?
It is a big role, okay? Despite the fact that we don't have so many strong regulations, okay?
Okay.
Considering the environmental, it is a need to have HVAC. Also, in the stadiums as well, when we were for the World Cup in 2014, there were a lot of opportunities that trucks sold. I would say the majority of the stadiums for the World Cup was a big, big business for us in 2014. Although I was not at the company at that time, but I heard from my ancestor. Okay.
And if that would happen again, would you deliver to every club or other clubs where you would say, no, go to somewhere else, you're the wrong club?
No, I would say that at that time it was a bid where they bought the complete package. I mean, they were bidding for all stadiums. It was not related to the clubs. It was most related to the government.
Okay,
you know?
I understand.
And was a good deal. Was a good deal overall because we had the opportunity to expose our brands. For brand awareness was really good as well. And I would say by HVAC in general, yes, it is a good opportunity because the weather is so hot in Brazil. Yeah. We don't have too much heat.
Okay.
We just have heat in the south, okay, which is not the majority. But it's a good niche for, I would say, cooling, for controls, for air distribution. Mm. And the most interesting thing is that trucks is able to supply it all. Okay?
All right.
When you look at other competitors, they have the cooling solution, they have the airside solutions, but most of them doesn't have the complete solution. With trucks, it is the point that we use it to talk with customers. We have one-stop shop.
Right. Luis, we have here some videos playing, and he will be here tomorrow, Hubert Schwarz, who managed to cycle around the world in 80 days. And I think he came across Brazil as well. And he told us about the air quality. What about that? Is this like something that needs to be care of mechanically, or can you just open the window in Sao Paulo or Rio de Janeiro and have the fresh air inside? How would you describe that?
I would say it depends, okay? We can talk about natural ventilation or mechanical ventilations. Although in some regions, especially in the south, the weather is, let's say, good for this kind of natural ventilation, people rather go for air conditioning and mechanical ventilation because of the control of contaminants, pollutants.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
And it is a big task because, as you know, it has a big impact in terms of productivity, in terms of health of the tenants of the buildings and so on. And it's gaining more momentum in Brazil. because as I said, there is not so many regulations, but our role in the market, it is try to teach people and to show the benefits of the, let's say, indoor air quality. Okay.
Do you have to take care of that yourself, or do you collaborate with universities? How would you describe the general? I mean, you see a lot of countries, right? Uh-huh. You go to from Canada to the deep south, like to Argentina. Uh-huh. But how would you describe the general level of knowledge on air quality and mechanical ventilation?
I would say it's growing fast. We are not at the same level as you are. Okay.
In Europe.
Either USA as well. Okay. But there are some associations where they are now showing people the need to have a good air quality, okay? Because there are people who is saying that when you have water, it's easy to see that the water is contaminated because you look at the water and probably you see the color of the water. Mm. But when you go through air, it's not the case. You are breathing air and you don't know how many pollutants or particles are there.
Yeah,
you know?
Valid point.
And we are now teaching people to understand that. There are some associations in Brazil. By the way, I'm also the vice president of ABRAVA, which is the Brazilian Air Conditioning, Heating and Ventilation Association in Brazil.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It is a non-payment job. It is something that I contribute.
Pro bono.
I contribute for the society there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously, looking always for the state-of-art solutions. And we use it to go for universities. We are somehow sponsorship some universities' activities.
Mm-hmm.
We have in our, let's say, website, the Trox Academy as well, where we can have great information about, let's say, air distribution, air quality, filtration, and so on. And also in a daily basis, we use it to go through the designers, and the designers obviously knows a lot about it. And the main task, it is how to convince the investor, the owner, to see this as a real opportunity.
And the value in this.
And the value of this.
When you have convinced them to work on a project for air conditioning or ventilation, what is the next step, what they are interested in? Are they asking for energy demand or sustainability? Is that a topic in your region? Or
it is. It is.
How is the situation?
I would say, although the cost of energy in Brazil or in Argentina, talking about Americas, is not that, let's say, high comparing to US or comparing to Europe, there are some good opportunities in terms of energy savings because people is not only concerned about the savings because of the money, they are concerned about the environment. Okay.
They do, meanwhile, so there has been some shift in Brazilian policy, right? So before that, there was like kind of from the European perspective, that using natural resources is quite usual and normal, and this was encouraged by the previous government. And now they have reshifted that focus back to CO2 savings?
Yes, there are. Also, there are some programs, sponsorship for especially Brazilian government, where they invest some money in order to allow companies to invest, to make the investments in new equipment, and the energy savings pays for the investment with a really low interest rates, you know? And it is a way to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply to Americas overall, especially in countries like Argentina and Mexico, because they don't have the same, let's say, program. But I'm seeing this is a trend. It's a trend for the region as well.
But there are a lot of natural resources which are now exploited by the Brazilian petrol industry, right? So you have big resources which you are drilling for at the Brazilian coast, right?
Yeah.
So there is petrol available, right? So
that is
oil and gas.
That is
same as in Mexico.
That is. Yeah. That is. Although, as you know, the majority of the electricity in Brazil comes from hydro.
From hydro?
Yeah,
all
which
right.
is clean. I would
Didn't
say 70% of the total energy generation in Brazil comes from hydro.
Did you know that, Martin?
No.
I thought they would be burning petrol and oil.
No, we are not that much.
That has changed a couple of years, decades already ago, right?
I would say since I was a kid.
Yeah, changed.
Not a long time
20
ago.
Years ago.
So I know that there was a strong focus on that earlier.
Yeah, yeah. But I would say that most of the energy comes from hydro, which
That's
is clean.
Amazing.
And this is one of the reasons why some of data center companies are also going to South America and to Brazil, because they demand a lot of power.
They do.
And the power there is clean and cheap.
Green. Yeah.
And this is a niche where we can also play, by the way.
Yeah.
Just extrapolating this to our businesses, yeah. And it is where we are planning as well to play.
Just from the top of your head, if you maybe know that, what's the average price for a kilowatt hour in Brazil? US dollars.
Let's say in Brazilian reais about 80 cents, which is 0.20 US dollars per kilowatt.
So that's not so far away from
No, it's not far away, but it's like still cheap, right?
Yeah. I have a question coming back to your role at Trox. Uh-huh. So you are responsible for a lot of countries and a quite large organization. And what is your secret of guiding and leading and developing people? So what is your way
question.
How to work with different people from different countries? What's the secret behind? Because you do that quite successfully.
Yeah,
successful. So I would be interested in that.
Thank you for the question. I would say first to be natural. You know, like I like people and I like that I can contribute and also learn with people, in fact. And I use it to manage egos. You know, I don't like egos. I like people who plays for the team, you know. And I use it to give people empowerment, okay? And we made a big turnaround in the Americas in the past 5 years. By the way, as I said, I completed 5 years within Trox in March 1st, my first 5 years within the company. And at that time, the company was well established. Trox had a great brand awareness, but we were not running at the level that we want in terms of volume, in terms of profitability, and so on. And we made a big turnaround using the people's skills and also moving people across the functions in the company. We created some new commercial channels, and the result of that it is that in just 3 years, we doubled the size of the Brazilian operation in local currency. Last year, we were comparing against 2023, we grew 20%. The turnover in Brazil in euros, which is big. And the same happens to Americas. Mexico, we just delivered the first, let's say, above break-even result because it was an investment, because we just began Mexico in the middle of the pandemic. And we were, let's say, working in order to reach our plan, which is to first reach the break-even and then go for a bigger growth. By the way, we achieved that. And now we are planning to do more investments in Mexico as well. And for Argentina, the same. We, although we know that it is a country where the government now is running really well, the inflation is dropping, although it is 2% monthly, the inflation 2% per month in Argentina, but it's much better than it was in the past. In the past was 150% yearly, the inflation in Argentina. It's really complex to run a business in an environmental like that. But somehow with leadership, with trusting, with engagement, and showing the paths to the team and trust in each other, I would say that we were able to go for a really, really good turnaround for Americas. And we are glad to contribute for the great result that the company overall, Trox, achieved worldwide.
Well, and congratulations, Luis.
Definitely. What I find very what you perfectly explained was how you guide the people, and I think that's totally the right approach to do it, with teamwork approach, to do it with authentic people, without ego people, and that's also part of our global Trox family, and it's our spirit, that are our values, and it's wonderful to hear, and that is also what I feel when I talk to your team, that they are all feeling that this is important for you, and that is what they like, I think, and what is one key factor for our successful path in South America and Americas.
Thanks.
What about the future? If we have a look into the nearer future, Luis, what do you expect? What kind of solutions will be required, or where the market going? I mean, you just mentioned data centers. Is there like a big thing which is coming up which you need to get a hold of?
It is. By the way, I'm an ambitious guy, you know, realistic but ambitious. And our plan for Americas is to double the businesses again in the next 3-5 years. Okay. We are on the way for that. We will need to make some investments, and in terms of investments, I'm talking about facilities, maybe growing our plants all over Americas as well. But despite the growth that we need to be prepared for the market, we need to find the niches. And the niches that we are identifying in the Americas, it is data centers, as I said to you. Also, we continue to see the growth in the pharma and in the hospital, which is good for us because as an engineering company and we go for some value-added solutions, it's good to have those kind of projects. Also in, I would say, in South America, chilled beans is growing, and particularly trucks in Brazil, it is the only manufacturer able to have a local production of chilled beans.
Oh, seriously?
Yes, yes. And we were really well succeed in terms of selling some iconic jobs 2 years ago. Two hospitals, one mall, and people now is believing more in this kind of solution, which is, by the way, I would say energy efficiency, less maintenance, also requires less space for installation, and I think it is also a great solution. And I'm talking also because there is not a unique solution for a project. I mean, you need to look at the conditions, you need to look at the designing, and Trox is able to have it all. If you go for chilled beans, if you go for air handlers or whatever, we are there as a customer consultant in order to facilitate the best engineering solution for our customers. And that's our view.
Very, very interesting. I could continue for hours, to be honest, because I find that so interesting to learn something about a region where I'm not very familiar with, because I've never been in South America.
Me neither.
I definitely would like to go there.
Because
I find it, thank you very much, because I find it fascinating to learn from other regions and to understand what their practice is and how they get successful. And that was perfectly explained by you. Unfortunately, we don't have so much time anymore, right?
Yeah, we are pretty much out of time. I think one last question we can ask is from a cultural perspective. I think the ISH here in Frankfurt is one of the most international exhibitions we have in Europe. More than 50% meanwhile come from other countries. What's your success factor managing so many cultural backgrounds and differences in such a wide era?
I would say it is all about respect people's culture. You know, you cannot apply the same methodology every place that you are working with. You cannot have the same solutions everywhere, because you need to respect the features of each country. And when you learn this, it is easier. Why? Because you have all the cards in the table, you know what you can offer, you know how you can manage people on this, and using your skills and hearing people, it's easier to go for a solution that fits both for the company, also for the customers, and motivating people to continue to look for, let's say, unique solutions in each country. By the way, ISH for us, it is a benchmark. It's completely different than any other shows that I've been for. It's my second time here. And I would say that it is interesting how to see a lot of designers, a lot of architects, and it's a mix of, let's say, technical features and so on. I was, as I said, in HR in Orlando, and it was more for cooling, not as much for ventilation and air. But I would say both are kind of complementary. It's a good experience for us, and I'm glad to be here and to also hear and learning from you guys.
And that's, we are amazing. Also
happy
very
to
glad
have you
that
here.
You're here.
Yeah. Before we give you your present for being here with us and talking to us with us about those many interesting aspects, the British won't like me for my next sentence, because next year football is coming home, the World Championship in the Americas. So what would be your ideal final, and who's going to be the next World Champion 2026? Yeah. What's your idea?
It is just a guess, because as we know, there are a lot of good teams. I know that Germany is really strong, although sometimes they don't show up so strong, and when they go to the final games, they
sometimes the referee helps.
No, they grew. But I'll take the risk to say I'm cheating, obviously, for Brazil, but I don't think Brazil it is in a good moment.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about 26. I mean, you can be.
Yeah, we can improve, but I don't think that we will do that better. Let's say that my guess it is Holland and Germany.
Seriously, who's going to win? What's the result?
I'm cheating for German. No,
all right.
A German company.
If that happens, you and me, we go to the Copacabana together.
We do. We come and see you. If this happens, we do this.
And by the way, my kids, they received a gift from Thomas Mosbacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was two jerseys from German team when he was in Brazil in my place. Mm-hmm. And they used to wear it, let's say, once a week, which means now I'm cheating for German.
How did that work out in the streets of Sao Paulo?
I would say that people like the German team. What people in Brazil has some fanatics, it is against the South Americans. It is especially with Argentinians.
Yeah, the rivalry is strong,
yeah,
right?
The rivalry is stronger. I don't have this kind of rivalry because I work for both, for Brazil, Argentina. I love Argentina. But people in Brazil and Argentina, they have some rivalry.
Yeah,
you know, and that's the way it works.
Perfect. Cool.
Very, very good.
You get, of course, for being here, a gift, Lewis.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the new branded X Design cap, which you can wear when the sun is shining or you're being outside at the beach or at golf course. I don't know whether you do that.
Play tennis.
You play tennis. Still, you can use that on the court, right?
So nice, so nice. Thanks for the invitation, for the gift, and I'm glad to be here with you.
Thank you very much. Lewis de Moura. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for tuning in. Hope to provide another English episode in 2 years' time. Let's see who's joining. Maybe earlier. Let's have a look about that.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Und das war sie auch schon, die aktuelle Episode unseres Podcasts. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, lasst uns gerne eine positive Bewertung da. Und abonniert natürlich unseren Kanal. Und wenn ihr Fragen oder Themenwünsche habt, schreibt es gerne in die Kommentare. Schön, dass ihr dabei wart und bis zum nächsten Mal.